南城县华安浸信会的弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers, sister.
也很开心能够跟钟牧师见面，第一次。
So it's my honor to first meet with the doctor and Pastor Chung.
愿平安、仁爱、信心从父神我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。
May peace, love, and faith be among you.
感谢主，今天又有机会跟你们一起分享神的话语。
I'm pleased to share the God's words with you again.
就让我们预备我们的心来聆听神的话语，让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's prepare our heart to listen to His word. Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we praise you and thank you.
在这充满着暴风的人生里面，你保守了我们度过每一天。
In the storm of life, you keep us and guide us in each every day.
让我们不要把焦点放在人生的风浪。
So that we will not focus on the storm.
乃是看见彩虹的应许。
Instead, remember the promise of the rainbow.
把焦点放在我们的主耶稣基督身上。
Focus on our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天早晨，求助你的灵与我们同在。
May your name be glorified and be with us.
叫你的真理能种在我们每一个人的心里。
May your truth be in our heart.
帮助我们去更信靠你。
Help us to rely on you more.
去活出在主里面更新的生命。
To live out a renewed life.
得着从你而来的福气。
To receive the blessing from you.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
人生在世上会遇到苦难。
We're sure to encounter sufferings in life.
单单在这一两年来所发生在世界各地，包括在美国，已经是所谓苦难重重。
Just in the last 2 years, all kinds of suffering all over the world, United States included, one after another.
譬如新冠病毒。
Such as COVID-19.
过去的一周，世界卫生组织的报道，全球新冠病例已经突破了5.4亿，那个超过540 million。
So the according to WHO tally, the diagnosed cases more than 540 million in the world.
然后死亡的人数超过630万，超过6.3 million。
And the deaths more than 6.3 million.
另外，征战。
In addition, war.
俄罗斯在今年2月24号入侵乌克兰。
February 26, Russia invaded Ukraine.
已经开始了，已经超过4个月的征战。
The war has lasted more than 4 months.
双方这个伤亡这个惨重，不是单单军队，还有包括乌克兰那些普通的百姓们。
The casualty among both countries, along with civilians, are pretty huge.
另外，枪杀案。
Also, multiple gun violences.
单单在上个月5月，美国多处发生严重的枪杀。
In May, there are multiple gun violences in the United States.
包括美国纽约州的 Buffalo 城市。
Including Buffalo in New York State.
也在我们这个附近 Laguna Woods 台湾基督教会基督长老会。
Nearby Laguna Woods Taiwanese Presbyterian Church.
但是以最近在德州 Uvalde 小学那个枪杀案最严重。
Among them, the most severe being Uvalde in Texas elementary school mass shooting.
造成了包括这个枪手在内22人死亡。
More than 22 perished.
包括有19名学生们，还有2名老师。
Including 19 children and 2 teachers.
又另外火灾。
Also forest fires.
在美国有许多州都惨遭这个火灾。
Over the United States, in many states.
单单在我们居住的加州，在这几年来，山火 所造成的损失啊，这个包括在这个呈现的 Laguna Niguel 实在太大了，太严重了。
The cause tremendous financial damages is even in Laguna Niguel here in Orange County.
又另外地震。
In addition, earthquake.
刚刚在阿富汗当地那个星期三凌晨当地的时间。这个发生这个灾难性的 6.1 这个地震。
As for last Wednesday morning, Afghanistan encountered 6.1 Richter scale earthquake.
目前地震造成超过1000人死亡。
So the more than 1,000 people died.
至少3000人受伤。
And more than 3,000 injured.
在20年来最严重的地震。
So that's the most severe earthquake in the last 20 years.
在电视或者是媒体看到许多苦难灾害的照片还有那些影片。
In news and media, you can see the photos and the video about those tragedies.
看到那些做父母的亲戚或者朋友，甚至那些跟那受害者无关的人，那些他们的哭泣的脸，真是十分令人难过。
The teary eyes among friends, relatives, parents, even strangers.
除了以上之外，苦难也包括其他的天灾人祸。
There are many man-made or natural disasters.
譬如暴力、恐怖分子那种的暴行。
Looks like the violence from terrorists.
与此同时，家庭还有个人的苦难。更令不少人所谓这个忧心忡忡，这个悲伤叹息。
So domestic violence and many others make people sad.
譬如受了挫折。
So they feel very frustrated.
失败。
Failure.
失业。
And loss of job.
关系破裂等等。
Broken relationships and arms.
又或者我们亲爱的人因为苦难的缘故，无论是天灾无论是人祸疾病等等离开了我们。
And many people regarding a sickness or natural disaster that and left us.
特别是在没有预料没有心理准备的情况底下去世。
Especially some perished unexpectedly.
离开了我们的时候，我们的内心会非常非常的难过。
So much sorrow in our heart.
去年前对我认识的华裔夫妇
a Chinese couple I knew.
他们的车被另一辆车他那个醉酒的司机撞了。
Then they were hit by a drunk driver.
结果丈夫当场死亡。
The husband died on the spot.
妻子也受了重伤。
And the wife suffered major injuries.
这是一对比较年轻的夫妇。
And they're a relatively young couple.
而他们的孩子们还年幼。
And with young children.
而且他们是非常好的基督徒。
They are excellent Christians.
他们一直都在教会里面忠心的服事，做青少年事工。
They serve faithfully in the youth ministry.
为着那一次的车祸，许多人，包括基督徒，他们都问为什么。
And many people, especially among Christians, ask why.
为什么这种苦难发生在爱主的人身上，或者是爱主的家庭中？
Why such tragedy can happen to people who love God and in their family?
面对世上不同的苦难，人们往往感受自己的那种的无力无助。
And then you feel helpless facing the tragedies.
一时之间就可以这个剥夺了所拥有的一切。
So something just vanished all of a sudden, everything.
失去财产。
Your properties.
失去了家园
，your family，
失去了朋友、亲人
，your friends and relatives，
失去个人的健康等等
，your own health and so on and so forth。
在这种面对苦难的时候，你会看到 有不同的反应。
So facing sufferings, we all have different responses.
有人伤心，因为失去了原先拥有的。
Some are very sorrowful about what they have and lost.
有人会愤怒，因为觉得自己无故受害。
Some feel anger, feeling they're a victim.
有人会焦虑，因为无法预测苦难是否会重演。
Some encounter anxiety and don't know whether it will happen again.
有人觉得绝望，因为难以接受现实。
Some lose hope, cannot accept the facts.
有人错乱，因为难以接受这个现实。
Some lost footing, cannot accept the reality.
但也有人感恩。
But some gave thanks.
因为在这个一无所有中获得帮助。
When you have nothing, you still receive help.
有人说，苦难会带给基督徒属灵里面的醒觉。
Some say suffering brings spiritual awakening in Christians.
但是这些悲剧、苦难里面，信徒可以学到什么的功课呢？
What can believers learn from these tragedies?
已经有一位慈爱的天父，为什么人生间还充满着苦难呢？
With a loving Heavenly Father, why there are tragedies and suffering in the world?
我们应当如何去看人间的苦难，怎么样帮助正在经历苦难的人呢？
How should we face the suffering and comfort those people?
又以怎么样的态度去面对苦难呢？
And what should our attitude be facing the sufferings?
就让我们今天早晨在圣经神的话语中来找到答案。
Let's find answers in Bible.
盼望今天的信息透过上帝的话语，使我们从这个苦难中得到醒觉，得着安慰。
I hope through God's word, my message this morning can provide awakening, comfort in sufferings.
今天早晨我会跟大家分享苦难可以供给人三方面的醒觉。
So I'd like to share in three aspects about awakening and suffering.
就是对自己
To self
对别人
To others
对上帝
And to God.
首先苦难的一方面，苦难唤醒世上每一个人对自己要谦卑。
Suffering awakens everyone to be humble.
知道人，知道自己的渺小，能力都有限。
To know about man's limitation and how trivial we really are.
当我们遇上苦难的时候，使人所谓这个手足无措，使人感到无奈的时候，发现人原来是那么的渺小。
So we encounter how trivial we are when we are hopeless in tragedies.
感觉到
ability.
原来我们在我们的造物主的面前是何等的渺小。
So we are so trivial in front of our Creator.
原来我们的能力是何等的有限。
And our ability is so limited.
我们需要在上帝的面前，我们必须谦卑。
Therefore, we need to humble ourselves in front of God.
做一个谦卑的人
，to be a humble person。
圣经有许多的地方都提到人需要谦卑，方能取得神的喜悦。
In Bible, various areas remind us to be humble in order to please God。
我选了以下六节的经文来互相的共勉，让我们先来一起来看。
I share six verses with you to encourage us。
首先，诗篇第十篇十七节，我们一起念起。
耶和华，谦卑的人的心愿，你早已知道。你必预备他们的心，也必侧耳听他们的祈求。English together, Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. You will cause ear to hear.
有诗篇25篇第九节，请他必按公平引领谦卑人，将他的道教训他们。
Psalm 25 verses 9 together, the humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way.
有诗篇三十七篇第十一节，请
但谦卑人必承受地土，以丰盛的平安为乐。Psalm 37 verses 11 together. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace.
箴言二十二章第四节，请
敬畏耶和华，心存谦卑，就得富有尊荣，生命为赏赐。Proverbs 22 verses 4 together. Humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life.
弥迦书第六章第八节，请
世人啊，
耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
Micah chapter 6 verses 8 together. He has shown you, or mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, to act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
最后，雅各书第四章第六节，请
但他赐更多的恩典，所以经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。 James chapter 4 verses 6 together. But he gives us more grace. This is what scripture says. God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble.
在雅各书这节经文里面说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人，人又得着神的帮助，必须谦卑下来。
In James, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. We need to be humble to receive help from God.
因为神只能帮助那些真正谦卑、真正需要帮助的人。
God will help those who are humble and in need of help.
凡自己认为刚强、有能力而骄傲的人，就得不着神的恩典、恩赐。
If you are proud, thinking you are strong, you will not receive blessing from God.
所以，谦卑是认清自己一无所有，全都是从神领受而来的。
Humble is know our weakness and we have nothing. Everything comes from God.
谦卑是真正认识自己在我们的造物主上帝的眼中毫无可夸，才能真正的谦卑。
The real humility means we boast nothing in front of the Creator.
有一个故事是关于一个年轻的妇女，她在临终之前坚决她不肯认罪的情景。
There's a story about a young lady. She thought she was not a bad person.
而且她觉得无论是道德品格或是这个为人处事，都是无可指责的。
She saw herself no fault in her morality and her behavior.
因此呢，她认为自己不需要基督徒所谓的重生。
So he didn't think he needed rebirth as Christian.
然而，她知道自己已经到了垂死的阶段，就希望能够跟一位牧师来交谈。
So she knows she was near her end. She wants to speak with a pastor.
就有一位牧师知道之后，就去看她，去探访她。
So there's a pastor visiting her.
去向她这个讲解因信称义的道理。
So explain to her we're justified to be righteous through our faith.
并且呢，特别强调基督为世人赎罪、被钉十字架的真理。
Especially the truth about Christ died for us for our sin on the cross.
并且呢，敦促他接受基督成为他个人救主，得着救恩。
Urge her to accept Jesus as her Savior to receive the salvation.
这位年轻的妇女，她就问了牧师：“你的意思说，我如果要得救，就必须好像其他的人一样吗？”
So she said.If I want to be saved, I have to be like others.
就好像那些其他就是恶人、坏人一样吗？
It seems like she despised the other person inferior to her. That all the others are bad persons.
就以同样的所谓这个步骤处理认罪悔改，才能够得救吗？
So it's equal as long you repent and accept Jesus, then you'll be saved and forgiven your sins.
牧师就回答他说：“是的，只有一条路。”
The pastor replied, "Yes, there's only one way."
认罪悔改。
Repent your sin.
这位年轻的妇女想了一阵子之后，就对牧师说
：“She thought for a while, then spoke to the pastor.”
如果事情就是这样，我就只能放弃了。
If that's the case, then I will give up.
这位志士甚高的妇女就这样失去了重生得救的最后的机会。
So this self-righteous woman lost the last chance to be saved.
然后走向永远痛苦，面临上帝的审判。
So facing the eternal judgment and forever suffering.
她没有认识到这个即使他在世上最好的好人是绝对所谓很好非常好这个的人绝对其实不能够在那个绝对圣洁绝对公义神的面前他是不能够站立得稳的。
So no matter how good you think you are in this world, you have no chance in front of the holy and righteous God.
除非他跟众人一样在神的面前谦卑认罪认识到我们自己是没有办法能够救我们自己。
Unless you humble yourself, no, you cannot save yourself.
唯有以信心接受神赐给我们的恩典才能够真正得着救恩得着永生。
With faith, accept the grace from the Lord, so that
在痛见我们的神我们的主。
Only in despair, in suffering, then we will see the real God, the true God.
但是很可惜，前面这个故事中那一位年轻的妇女，在她面对死亡的时候，在这个苦难中，仍然不愿意接受救恩。
Alas, this lady, in spite facing death and in her suffering, refused to repent, accept Jesus.
这都是因为他个人的骄傲自满。
All because her pride.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brother and sister，
我们现在的平安不是理所当然的。
Don't take the current peace for granted.
让我们每一个人在神的面前，在他的大能，在他的主权下，我们谦卑我们自己。
Let's humble ourselves before the sovereign and almighty God.
做个谦卑的人。
Be humble.
苦难给人第二方面的醒觉，就是对人不定人罪。
The second part awakening in suffering is do not condemn others.
我们不能够去定别人的罪，以为苦难一定是神的惩罚。
We don't condemn others. We can't do that, thinking suffering are the punishment from God.
让我们看看《路加福音》第十三章第一节到第三节的上半节，有第四节到第五节的上半节。
So let's look at Luke chapter 13, verses 1 to the first part of verses 3.
首先，我们念第一节到第三节的上半节，请。
正当那时，有人将比拉多使加利利人的血掺杂在他们祭物中的事告诉耶稣。
耶稣说：“你们以为这些加利利人比众加利利人更有罪，所以受这害吗？我告诉你们，不是的。”
English together. Now there were some present at the time who told Jesus.About the Galilean whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? I told you, no.
第四节到第五节的上半节，请。 从前希罗亚楼倒塌了，压死18个人，你们以为那些人比一切住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗？我告诉你们，不是的。
English together. Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no.
今天早上我们所用的路加福音第13章的经文有一个特殊的背景。
So there's a distinctive background for the verses.
就是有人走到这个告诉耶稣一件当时发生的事情，就是这个政治镇压的事情。
So they talk about political persecution during Jesus' time.
因为加利利人有一批是这个分锐党的人。
So there's some revolt among Galilean.
这个分锐党的人就是用这个武力革命来想推翻当时罗马帝国的统治。
They try to overthrow the rules of Romans by force.
所以他们就密谋利用犹太人的节庆。
So they scheme during the festival of Jewish holiday.
这个全体都在献祭的时候，他们深入圣殿里面就准备杀，结果没有想到被当时的罗马帝国的巡抚比拉多用武力来镇压。
So the governor Pilate stamped out the revolt by force.
当场在这个圣殿里面把那些正在献祭的那些犹太人杀死。
And killed them on the spot even though they were still offering sacrifices.
其实那些献祭的人就是那些分锐党的人。
So those are the people in revolt.
这件事情引起了犹太人的愤怒。
So that angered the Jewish people.
犹太人认为这帮分锐党为什么在我们敬拜上帝的时候来搞革命呢？
So they despised the zealot party doing the revolution during the sacrifices.
以致比拉多用这种的这个所谓血腥镇压呢
？So that Pilate stamped out the revolt by force.
这就是我们刚才所读的第一节的经文提到，有人将比拉多使加利利人的血掺杂在祭物中的事。
So that's what they mentioned in the verses that Pilate mixed the blood in the sacrifices.
其实来告诉耶稣这件事情的人是另一批的人，是法利赛人啊。
The one who came to Jesus are Pharisees.
因为法利赛人憎恨分锐党的人，他们觉得他们应该顺服在上掌权的。
The Pharisees despise zealot party because they think they should obey the people in charge.
他们不应该用武力来这个抗争政府，所以认为这些人有罪。
They should not rebel by force, so they think that the zealot parties were guilty.
因此呢，就把这件事情告诉耶稣。
So they came to mention that to Jesus.
然后耶稣就对他们说：“你们以为这些加利利人比众加利利人更有罪，所以受害吗？”我告诉你们，不是的。
So do you think these Galileans are more guilty than the other Galileans? I told you, no.
跟着耶稣马上对法利赛人提出另一个反过来分锐党人他们责备这个法利赛人的故事的那个事情。
Then Jesus mentioned another story that zealot party accused Pharisees.
那什么事呢？就是当时呢。的比拉多为了整个耶路撒冷有一套好的供水系统。
So because Pilate was building a watering system.
就准备去建立，但是呢没有钱，怎么办
？So he wanted to build an aqueduct, but lacking funds.
比拉多就去强迫犹太人把圣殿的钱拿出来建造希罗雅池。
So the Pilate forced the Jewish people taking the money from temple tax to build the Siloam tower.
把希罗亚池上的分水道来建造希罗亚楼，来建造希罗亚楼。
So from Siloam, he built several aqueducts.
正在这个施工的时候，希罗亚楼就倒塌了，压死了18个人。
During the construction, the tower of Siloam fell, and 18 people perished.
那这个分锐党的人就责备、责骂法利赛人说，就是你们跟这些不义的政府这个勾结，这个妥协，所以你们有罪了。
So that's why the zealot people accused Pharisee conspire with the Roman. So that's why Pharisees are guilty.
就在这个两件事情的当中，他们都来见耶稣，来到耶稣的面前。
So there are two issues. They came to Jesus.
你们可以想一想，耶稣其实常常被置身在这种这个两难之间。
So Jesus was always put on the spot.
他怎么讲都会被其他的一党认为他不对。
So his answer probably will not please either party, one way or the other.
我们从耶稣的回答看到耶稣的智慧。
But from Jesus' response, we can see his wisdom.
主耶稣怎么样回答这两件事情呢？他说，不是，也不是。
So he answered them both, I tell you no, I tell you no.
不是是指他们两派都搞错了。
So, either party were correct.
你们两派的看法都是自我中心，你们以为上帝一定站在革命党的立场，或者是你们以为上帝被罪恶的轻重而引起的。
So it's not about the severity of the crime.
不是说谁比谁更有罪。
It's not one person more guilty than the other, and vice versa.
这两件事情也告诉我们，如果人不悔改，就会跟那些人一样灭亡。
The bottom line is, if we don't repent, we'll perish.
Mark McMean 他写了一本书 ，Why Sin Matters， 为何罪是有关紧要的。
But there's an author, Mark McMean, wrote a book, Why Sins Matter.
在这个书里面，这个 Mark McMean 他就做出以下的一些的观察。
So he has some observation.
他说，当我们以为自己还不错，比起别人觉得自己不错的时候，我们就对这个罪孽深重不理解。
When we think highly of ourselves and better than others, then we have no idea we are steeped in sins.
当我们觉得比其他人好的时候，我们就是他们，这是他们的法官。
When we think we're better, we are acting as the judge to others.
有他说有一位的读物理的朋友。
So there's a person study physics.
那位朋友曾经对蒙明说，我们每一个人都像一个灯泡。
So he mentioned that to Mark, everybody is just like a light bulb.
有一些灯泡是50 watts.
Some are 50 watts.
有一些25 watts 等等。
Some are 25 watts and so on and so forth.
但是这些不同 watt 数的灯泡放在这个阳光这个底下之中，每一个人都变成这个黯然无光。
Doesn't matter how high the watt is under the sun, they are all dark.
确实是我们本来每一个人都是没有用的人。
So we are all useless.
因为我们每一个人都是罪人。
Because we're all sinners.
所以在上帝的面前，我们做出比较是毫无意义的。
So in front of God, we compare to others, that's totally meaningless.
因为我们相同的地方就是我们罪孽深重。
There's only one similarity, we sin steep.
这个会远胜过我们不同的地方。
So that's more than the differences among us.
所以当别人这个遭遇不幸的时候，
When others suffering,
一般人都通常抱着这个幸灾乐祸的这个错误观念跟态度。
So we are wrong in our attitude facing others people's tragedies.
以为是因为他们罪孽深重，所以这个造至天谴。
We all think they deserve because of sins.
让我们不要去定人的罪，以为苦难一定是上帝给他或者给他们的惩罚。
We should not condemn thinking.The sufferings are the punishment from God.
显然，耶稣基督从来没有将苦难单独列为跟罪有关的。
Jesus never associates sufferings with sins.
因为如果这样的话，那么约伯呢
？If so, then what about Job?
他岂不是一个完全正直、这个敬畏上帝、远离恶事的人吗
？He was righteous, fear God, and away from sins.
那为什么他受苦呢
？Why he suffered?
那么耶稣呢
？But what about Jesus?
他在十字架上受尽这个苦难。
He suffered tremendously on the cross.
他岂不是神的儿子，从来没有犯罪吗？
He's a sinless son of God, never sinned.
所以我们千万不要这种的想法。
So we shouldn't have such idea.
看到别人，看到弟兄姐妹在苦难中受苦的时候，我们就说这是上帝的这个惩罚临到这个人啊，这些人的身上了。
Thinking about others' sufferings, all the punishment from God.
这是很不公平的，也不合乎圣经的教导。
This is not fair and not the teaching from Bible.
就让我们除掉、除去我们法官的袍吧。
So let's get rid of our rope as a judge.
不要定别人的罪。
So I throw away my judge rope and don't condemn others.
苦难供给第三方面的醒觉。
So the third aspect.
是对神人要悔改。
To God, repent.
我们世上每一个人都需要在神的面前悔改。
Everybody in need of repentance.
路加福音第十三章第三节下我们一起读，请。
你们
若
不
悔
改，
都要如此灭亡。
English together. But unless you repent, you too will all perish.
然后同一章的第五节下半节主耶稣有同样的警告，请你们若不悔改都要如此灭亡。
In the same English together, but unless you repent, you too will all perish.
当时主耶稣要处理这两件事情，一件是法利赛人攻击这个
attacking zealot party，
另一件事就是分瑞党的人攻击这个法利赛人。
And zealot party attacking Pharisees.
这两者之间，他们都要这个要求耶稣你要来表态，到底哪一个是对，哪一方是对的。
Both asked Jesus which was in the right.
但是耶稣的看法不是。
But Jesus responds,
你们两派都错了。
So both are not correct.
你们两派的看法都是自我中心。
Because they are all self-centered.
你们以为上帝一定站在这个革命党的立场。
So thinking God will take their side.
或者你们以为上帝一定站在这个法利赛人的立场。
And vice versa.
也不是。
So neither.
在这个事情上，耶稣要告诉两千年前的人，还有今天的人来听。
So Jesus actually telling the people 2,000 years ago as long as us right now.
你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
If you unless you repent, you too will all perish.
你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
Again, unless you repent, you too will all perish.
在今天早上短短的五节的经文里面，耶稣重复了这一句，警示寄言两次。
So Jesus repeat the same verses twice.
虽然灾难的临到， 是跟个人每一个人个人罪恶的轻重无关。
Because the suffering nothing to do with the severity of our sin.
但是灾难的临到，却是跟人类全体性的罪恶有关。
But our suffering all matters because the sin.
因为世人都犯了罪，愧缺了神的荣耀。
Because we're all seen fall short of the glory of God.
所以这句警示寄言提醒我们，若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
So remember, unless repent, all perish.
悔改在原文是没有行动的意思。
Repent in the verse didn't mean action.
而是呢，只在思想、看法上有所改变。
Was changed in your mind and thinking.
人的心思本来是远离神，背向神。
Because our heart was away from God.
如今整个转变过来，都归向神了。
Now we turn toward God.
灭亡不单是指这个身体将要死亡，并且呢是指死后灵魂将要受到永远的痛苦。
The perish is not just about physical death, but the spiritual death in eternity.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹、朋友们
，Dear brothers, sisters, and friends,
世上所有的人都是罪人
，We are all sinners,
都必须悔改
，In need of repentance,
否则也会面临可怕灭亡的结局
，Otherwise, we all perished.
真正的悔改不是看行为的改变
，The true repentance is not just action.
不是表面上的所谓那些的弃恶从善。
So not just superficially you did something good.
真正的悔改乃是心思的改变。
It's from
自己。
Turn from the world toward God.
有一个人向一位传道人提出挑战。
So there's a challenge for one of the missionary.
他拿了一只的雀鸟来问这个传道人。
So he took a sparrow and asked the people worshiping.
这个一只鸟来问这个传道人，就问他请问这只鸟是生的或者死的呢
？So he asked whether this bird is alive or dead.
其实呢，这个人很坏，他预先把这个鸟。的脖子这个他的颈部插了一根针。
So actually, this wicked person put a needle in the neck of the bird.
那如果传道人说你这只鸟是死的，他就放了那只鸟，他就会飞了。
So if the missionary said the bird is dead, he will release the bird, and the bird should fly away.
但是如果传道人说这鸟是生的。
If the missionary said this bird is alive,
他就把从那个针的后面压下去的时候，那只鸟就会死了。
So he will press the needle against the neck, and the bird will die.
反正传道人看不到那只针。
Because the missionary didn't see the needle.
请问，如果你是那一位传道人的话，你又说那只鸟是死的？或是那个生的。
So if you're the missionary, will you say the bird is alive or dead?
你说生的时候，那个人就把针压下去，那雀鸟那鸟就会死了。
So you say it's alive, actually that will cause the death of the bird because he will push the needle.
如果你说死的时候，至少你救了那只鸟的生命，因为那个人就放了它，让它飞走了。
If you said the bird was dead, actually you saved the bird because the bird will be released.
传道人他想了一阵子。
So the missionary thought about for a while.
要回答那个人说。
So he replied.
这只鸟或生或死，在乎你一念之间。
So the life of the death depending on your mind.
亲爱的朋友， 如果你还没有信耶稣的话，求主帮助你。
Dear friend, if you haven't received Christ, may God help you.
当上帝可以寻找的时候，寻找他。
So when God is in search of you, you should search God.
在他的面前悔改。
Repent in front of him.
改变你的意念。
Change your mind.
改变你整个生活的形式。
Change your whole life.
改变你整个的人生、啊、这个决定都是在乎你一念之差、啊、一念之间。
The decision is in your mind.
不要错过这个机会。
Don't miss the opportunity.
在苦难中，受难的人有不同的年龄。
People suffering in all shapes and forms, different ages.
不同的、国籍。
Nationalities,
不同的身份
status,
每个人在上帝看来都是宝贵的灵魂
but to God, every soul is precious.
那些、没有信主而死去的、从此呢就再没有机会 回转得救的机会
For those die before accepting Christ, they have no chance to repent.
所以我们也不能够去但是我们对那些仍旧、在这个苦难中活着的人，我们有责任。
But we're still responsible for those living in suffering now.
对那些在我们身边的亲朋好友，我们不知道还有多少的时间，还有机会。
But we don't know how much time we have for the friends and relatives around us.
我们唯一能够帮助他们的。就是把福音传给他们。
All we have to do is just share the gospel.
每一次看到那些在灾难中极度哀痛的脸的时候
，When you see the people in agony when they suffer，
我们心里都会觉得非常的这个沉重。
So we feel compassion for them.
我愿在祷告中来纪念他们。
That we should remember all of them in our prayers.
世人是在不同的国家。
They are among different nations.
不同的信仰。
Different beliefs.
但人人可以祈求主的手安抚他们忧伤无助的心灵。
So may God's hands comfort their heart.
国难当头，愿上帝复兴。他子民的祷告。
So in this country, may God revive our heart in our prayers.
因为在历代志下第七章十四到十五节，这样的应许我们。
So in Second Chronicles chapter 7 verses 14 and 15, there are some promises.
我们一起念经。这称为我的名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。我必睁眼看，侧耳听，在此处所献的祷告。
English together, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves.And pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place.
自古以来，人就喜欢追根究底，要知道苦难还有罪恶的关系。
So, in the start of the human history, we all want to know the suffering and the relationship with sin.
约伯记就是那么的这样的一
provide a satisfactory answer.
但感谢神，主耶稣基督有给我们满意的答案。
But thanks to the Lord, gave Jesus to provide the perfect answer.
当我们面对苦难的时候，我们一定。要记住耶稣基督所说的一句话。
When we suffer, we need to remember this from Christ.
在约翰福音第十六章三十三节，我们一起念经。
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，
但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
John 16 verses 33, let's read together. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当我们认识主耶稣基督，无论在什么的环境下，包括苦难，
Regardless of the circumstances, once we know Jesus Christ, even during suffering,
我们都能够有平安。
We can have peace.
我们不需要问为什么。
We no longer need to ask why.
正如格里汉妇人和 Ruth Graham 所写的诗，只要认识你里面，他这样说。
As wife Billy Graham, Ruth Graham wrote a poem, Know You Only.
我将我众多的为什么献呈在你十架前。
I present my many whys in front of your cross.
双膝跪下，俯伏敬拜。
With knee knelt, head bowed.
我脑海一片空白。
My mind is blank.
我心灵全无感觉。
My spirit is void.
在敬拜中，我体会。只要认识你。
In my worship, I realized as long as I know you only,
我再不需要问为什么。
I no longer need to ask why.
我们为着那 Ruth Graham 的信心啊，感谢赞美主。
Let's pray God through Ruth's faith.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在世上会遇上苦难。
We will surely encounter suffering in this world.
而神也借着苦难唤醒世上每一个人。
And God awakens us through the sufferings.
对我们自己，我们要谦卑。
To ourselves, be humble.
知道人的渺小，我们的能力有限。
To know we are trivial and limited.
对别人，我们不要去定人的罪。
Do not condemn others.
不要定人的罪，以为苦难一定是神给他的惩罚。
Thinking suffering is the punishment from God.
然后对神，我们必须要悔改。
And to God, we need to repent.
我们在世上每一个人都需要在神的面前悔改。
Everyone needs to repent in front of God.
是亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brother and sister.
虽然我们在世上会继续有经历有这个苦难，
Though we will face sufferings in this world,
但让我们在人生的苦难中，我们坚信来信靠那一位加给我们力量的主耶稣基督。
But let us rely on God who supply us with strength in sufferings.
因为他，我们的主，已经胜过这个世界。
Since he has overcome the world,
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
虽然我们在世上会有苦难
，Even though we will encounter suffering in the world,
但我们可以放心
，But we can rest assured,
因为主耶稣基督劝勉
，And encourage each other, comfort each other,
彼此的激励，我们一起继续的忠心来服侍主。忠心来服侍教会
，so we can serve in unity.
亲爱的朋友们
，dear friends，
苦难不应该成为你拒绝上帝的理由。
Suffering is not the reason you should reject God.
苦难是我们最好的提醒
，actually it's the best reminder.
因为苦难敦促我们来到神面前来认罪悔改。
Suffering should urge us to repent.
人世间最大的苦难就是上帝的儿子耶稣基督为人类的罪被钉十字架。
The greatest suffering was Jesus Christ nailed to the cross for our sins.
但是人类却欢呼。
But we overjoyed.
但这个最大的苦难不是最终的结局。
Because the greatest suffering is not the ending.
因为主耶稣基督从死里复活。
Because he's resurrected from death.
战胜了死亡。
overcome death，
让一切悔改信靠他的得与上帝和好。
Whoever believes in him will be reconciled with God，
得着永生。
And receive eternal life，
我盼望你信靠耶稣。
I urge you to rely on Christ，
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father，
为着世上的苦难，我们感谢你。
We'd like to give thanks in our sufferings。
透过苦难，我们学习对自己，我们要谦卑。
To learn through suffering, be humble。
对别人，我们不要去定他人的罪。
Do not condemn others。
对天父你，我们需要悔改。
And repent in front of our Heavenly Father。
求天父你帮助我们。
May God help us。
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.